We have about 50 volunteers.
People are looking for something to do.
If there's one thing this time has taught us, it's our need for connection, and not just to people, but to God.
The Converging Paths podcast is sponsored by Darkwood Brew, which is making its entire library of 28 streamable series for progressive Christianity available to the world for free during this pandemic. Go to darkwoodbrew.org and get your free subscription right now. Many people have been looking at Italy for an example of what will be happening in the United States in a few weeks' time. And earlier on in this pandemic, we were looking at Countryside Church. We're looking to Seattle for where churches may be in a few weeks' time. Seattle was ahead of the curve in Omaha, and I checked in with a church there called Lake Washington United Methodist Church in Kirkland, Washington, asking how they were responding to the crisis. And one of the things I learned was that they'd set up a telephone tree where they had divided up their congregation to 10 people and who received regular check-ins. And I thought that was rather interesting. I brought that back to the staff in Omaha at Countryside Community Church. But now we are a 1,300-member congregation. Are we going to really divide all 1,300 people into groups of 10? Well, we're going to hear a little bit about what the staff has done with that. Perhaps this will help you as you are responding in your location. We're also going to hear a commentary on the crisis from Countryside Community Church's Director of Children's Ministry, Rebecca Morello. Rebecca has a way of seeing life through the eyes of a child, and through the eyes of a child, we see the kingdom of heaven. So first we're going to talk to Jan Brown, Chris Alexander, and Diane Scott at Countryside, who are in charge of kind of figuring out how do we link 1,300 people together in groups of 10. And you'll hear them talk about 50 volunteers. Well, that's that 50 times 10 obviously isn't 1,300. The rest were made up of all of our small group people, people in choirs or Bible studies, book studies, and so forth. All those people are already gathered in smaller groups, and so it was just a matter of organizing quite a number of people who already exist in groups, and then we needed about 50 more volunteers. So let's hear about this program, which they call Connected.
I'm Jan Brown, the Pastoral Care Coordinator, and what we're doing is creating basically a phone callers tree. And we have about 50 volunteers from all sorts of different groups in the church.
50. How long did it take you to get 50 volunteers?
About 12 hours.
Just 12 hours?
Yeah. Oh, well, it was fast.
Whoa.
And most of those less than that. We put out an ask through email and text messaging. And
it's Diane Scott here.
Yeah. Hi, Diane Scott. And before I went to bed that night, I had over 30. So it wasn't a challenge. People are looking for something to do to be helpful.
You know, that's a really important point. So oftentimes when we're in churches, we think we're having to browbeat people into action, but now people are actually wanting us mm-hmm. to ask them.
Most definitely.
I think the Spirit is telling everybody that across the world is how can we turn toward one another? That seems to be the general message, and I think it's a universal one. So in our own church community, we're giving people a system by which they can be callers to 10 people, and they will always have those 10 people. They're their people, and they will be checking in on them every couple of weeks or more often with that person's permission and reporting through an electronic system how to share those pastoral needs that they might uncover with our pastors and with myself as the pastoral care coordinator. If it turns out that there's more than just listening and pastoral help, somebody actually needs groceries or medicine, the deacons have volunteered to be what we call the legs. They will be running errands with any type of real leave my house behavior that needs to happen for some of our people that are shut-ins.
That's extraordinary.
And another beautiful thing that may not have been expected is that doing my outreach for volunteers, I didn't just do one text message, maybe with 60, but broke it down into groups. And these folks didn't necessarily know one another. They just were all in the same group in which I was asking for volunteers. But over the last couple of days, they've been forming their own group, introducing themselves to one another, reaching out to one another, checking on one another, and sharing contact information. And that's also been a beautiful thing to see within that group of volunteers.
One of the things that I think is amazing is that in my 10-year tenure at Countryside, we have been building relationships with people and showing them how to gather with one another, and they're able to feel and engage with the emotions of what it means to be in community with one another. So that now, when that is harder to do because we can't physically see each other, they already have all the yearning and the passion for wanting to do this. So finding ways to get there is just easy. They're just reaching out. And all that work that we did that we thought was just plain fun for all those years have prepared us for this place and time where we come together as a community just organically, because we have done it for so long now. It's our way of being.
That is such a good point. People you already are in relationship with, being in an electronic relationship actually is hardly, there's hardly miss a beat. Then it's when you have to meet somebody for the first time that it becomes harder. But this is like, yeah, we're just sitting here right now. We're seeing each other's faces. And it's like, we're sitting in the same room together. We know each other. We have that background, and it makes it so natural. Good point.
But you don't get any of my dip.
Oh, that's true. Well, you don't get my disease. So.
One thing that's happening similar to Diane's story, I belong to a book club through Countryside Women. There are about 8 of us. And we started this book club maybe 3 years ago just because we liked some of the same books. But we have become such good friends and confidants. And now we're texting. And today the topic was, where do you see the Spirit working in all this? In your own life, or just your sense of what's happening in the world? And so we're trying to find examples and be intentional with looking for evidence of God's hand. And that's nice. Mm. They're simple answers, and they're beautiful answers, and they're answers of gratitude.
Yeah, that is so important too. We're all struggling to fight an invisible enemy right now, and it's important to also be aware of the invisible friend that's all around us.
Yeah. I think we're all fighting despair, and we're all fighting solitude and loneliness, so we need to find new ways to connect.
Hey, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you guys doing this and sharing this. Anybody else, anything else you want to say before we log off? I'm happy to include that.
If there are people out there that feel like they're isolated and not connected, we're doing everything we can to connect. So reach out through the Countryside website and email me or Jan or anyone, and we'll find a way to get you connected to either a call group or a book discussion group, or any of the many small groups that are meeting on a regular basis. To do that electronically, we're setting up systems. So all you have to do is go to the church calendar and click on a meeting that you're supposed to be at anyway, and it will automatically help you join the Zoom group that's a part of it.
That's extraordinary.
So it's easy to do it. We're setting up the systems to do it so you don't have to feel isolated. And if you do, and you're hearing this, call me and we'll get you connected.
Thank you. And also, we're sharing our plan with all the members of the Tri-Faith community, Eric. I'm doing that today at 3:30.
Oh, good. So if you're a member of Countryside, go to countrysideucc.org and you'll find the calendar link that Chris was just talking about. You also find our kind of a coronavirus blog there. So you'll see constant updates. Every update we do, you'll see right there on the homepage. And Jan, I'm so glad that you're meeting with the Tri-Faith community as a whole. We're all trying to share our resources here and be of help. So great. And, well, have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you for sharing this resource
thank
with
you.
Everybody else. All right.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Finally, we're going to turn to Rebecca Morello for some commentary on what's important to keep in mind during this time of pandemic?
I want to say first how much I miss seeing you all. There really is no replacement for being together and having a hug or a handshake, catching up over coffee and donut holes. But the things we're doing right now are so important and for the best, not just for us at Countryside, but also for our whole community. So I'm totally on board, and I hope that you are too. Over the next months, we'll have more opportunities to dig deep into our new situation and figure out what it means for us, and who we are in it. But first, let's start with some basics that are easy to forget when we get stressed out or anxious. The first one is our prayer practices. If there's one thing this time has taught us, it's our need for connection, and not just to people, but to God. This is a great time to remember our prayer practices on a daily basis, and maybe even try out a new one, figure out something else that helps us feel connected and grounded. More importantly, these prayer practices remind us that we are connected to God, and that God is connected to us. There are many good resources for contemplative prayer, meditation, yoga, even creating prayerful art and music. All of that stuff is on the interwebs, so get on there and explore. The next thing we sometimes forget in times of stress is to take really good care of ourselves. This means getting enough sleep, remembering to eat, and finding ways to stimulate our minds and our bodies. I'll tell you that being outside in the sunshine for a little bit every day has been really important to me. I tried to make this video outside, but it proved a little bit rough. Cars kept driving by, the wind kept blowing, and this crazy squirrel kept shouting at me and trying to bust into a black walnut for 10 minutes. But I did get a good, needed dose of vitamin D, and I got to feel the breeze on my face, and it was really wonderful. Keep your body moving too. Maybe do some yoga. Go up and down the stairs, stretch, practice your karate kata. I got you, sensei. Another part of taking care of ourselves is being aware of our feelings. This is a time when a lot of what we know and understand is all different. It's okay to be scared or angry or even just confused. It's also okay to be grateful for a break or excited to have time to maybe try something that you've always wanted to, but you never made the time for it. The last thing is to remember that even though we are isolated right now, we are still part of a community. Call or text your neighbors, friends, and family. Check in on one another. Friends, this time is weird. It's confusing and scary. But we are clever, resourceful folks. I reckon that we'll find some crazy ways to adapt to our new situation. And I look forward to hearing how you're doing just that. I love you all, and I can't wait to be with you again. Now let's close with a prayer written by Rabbi Warren Stone. Source of all blessings, I am grateful for my life, for the blessings of my breath and the beating of my heart. Source of all blessings, I am grateful for beloved ones who share life with me, those in our world beside me, and those in worlds beyond my knowing. Source of all blessings, I am grateful to share life with our human family, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh. May we walk gently upon our earth. Source of all blessings, I am grateful to be one with all creation, the flight of bird wings, the swirling of blue shoals, oceans deep, the runnings of wilderness creatures, the sway of forests green. Source of all blessings, I am grateful to be part of the spiraling of all space and time beyond my imagination. Yes, and again yes, I am grateful to always be here. Where else could I go? For all this and more, I am grateful. Amen.
That's it for Converging Paths today. I have promised daily reflections here, but I know that life happens, and so they're not quite daily, but several times a week you can count on a post offering a reflection from me and other people who are dealing head-on with this crisis at Countryside Community Church and well beyond Countryside. So stay tuned for the next time and stay safe. Now let's let Nomalee Brennett play us out with Dark Wood.
Sure.